Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Karen Carmichael with another segment featuring one of the divisions of the City of St. Petersburg Community Enrichment Department. Today, Megan Young, Program Supervisor for Healthy St. Pete, is here to tell us a little bit about how the city supports the health of residents. Megan, welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
So tell us, what is Healthy St. Pete? Because there seems to be some confusion among residents with your city department and the Foundation for Health Equity.
Sure. So Healthy St. Pete is a division of the Parks and Rec Department, and we work essentially with community partners, with residents of St. Petersburg to offer programs and services, making the healthy choice the easy choice. So we do this through programs, we do this through working with neighborhood associations, we do this through health promotion using our social media channel, using our newsletter. We really try to get feedback from what residents of St. Petersburg want when it comes to health. We look at the data and we try to fill in those gaps to help improve health outcomes and reduce health inequities.
So do you offer exercise classes of any type?
We do. So one of our signature programs is called Get Fit St. Pete. And this program has grown over the years, but right now we're really pleased to offer 12 fitness classes a month throughout the city. And we do this at different parks. So we try to spread the programs all the way across the city, bringing different types of fitness. So that could be a trail run, that could be a Zumba class, that could be a kayaking program, pickleball. We know that that's all the rage right now, so people can come out and learn how to play pickleball. We actually just added two new programs that we're really excited about. We have cardio drumming starting June 7th at Roberts Recreation Center, and we have stroller strength, which is a program targeting or niche down for new moms who have children that are coming out trying to get an exercise class in on the weekends. And that's starting at the end of June, the fourth Saturday of June at Walter Fuller Park.
So where do people find out about this? Like, how do you advertise them?
Yeah, so we have a few main channels. If you follow the St. Pete Parks and Rec Instagram account or Facebook page, they're always sharing what's going on within the entire department, but also Healthy St. Pete. Healthy St. Pete has our own Facebook group, over 6,000 members, so you can join that. We make posts regularly. We have a website, HealthyStPeteFL.com, where you can go. All of our events are always updated there. We have contact information in case you want to reach out to us directly. And we also do print materials that we'll pass out at all of our rec centers, aquatic centers, libraries, and our community partners too.
Do you offer any kind of nutrition classes or any supports for nutrition?
We do. So we have a program called Fresh Rec Stop, where 12 of our locations have a fridge that we are able to offer produce at cost, essentially. We buy it in bulk. We're not trying to make a profit. We're just trying to break even and to get the produce into the hands of those who are using either the rec centers, Boyd Hill Nature Preserve, or the aquatic centers. And along with that program, we have a certified nutrition coach. We call Chef Garrett. He's one of our coworkers. He'll go out and do specific nutrition education. We call them healthy food demos, where he goes out and he offers a program teaching quick, easy recipes, nutritious recipes that you can do at home. And they typically align with some of the produce that are in the fridges.
So do you offer any mental health supports?
We do. So we wanted to make a conscious effort to offer more mental health programming because, as we know, health isn't limited to just physical health. Mental health is a big component. So we, this year, were really lucky to offer a few new programs in collaboration with subject matter experts. So we were able to start up things like a bereavement support group that happens at Bay Vista Recreation Center. We were able to partner and offer some Narcan education as well as Laughter for Wellness. And we're excited that coming up later this summer, we're partnering with NAMI to offer an LGBTQ+ support group.
So what have you got for kids?
So we got a lot going on for kids. With the rec centers and all the child care programs, we do a lot of our kid and teen programming for those who are coming to either our after school programs or during the summer. We do things like, we call it Catch Academy, where we go out and we teach the importance of physical activity, nutrition, mental well-being, and we also bring that to teens, and we take a slight twist on it with their teens, and we make sure that they feel a part of the planning process. So we call it a collaborative effort, which is really cool. It offers some dynamic programming. And for the kids and teens in the community that aren't able to, or that don't go to the before or after school care at our rec centers or summer camp, they can come out to any of our Get Fit programs, as well as we're launching a new program later this summer called Learn to Play, which is a program based around the idea of physical literacy skills. So it'll be a 4-week series where kids and teens can come out and learn all of the skills associated with a certain sport. The research shows that if you can develop physical literacy when you're young, you're more likely to be active for life, which is what we want. We can't all be pro athletes, but we can definitely work on being active for life, which will help us and age gracefully and in good health.
So physical literacy.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's an interesting term.
Yeah.
So what have you got for the seniors?
Yeah, so we also do healthy aging, and this is specifically for the senior community. So we have a program called FitLot, which is sponsored through AARP, and we offer 2 8-week series every month that goes on, happening at Booker Creek on at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And this is outdoor fitness. It's all circuit-based training specifically for the senior population. We have a great turnout. A lot of the seniors that come out to that program came out initially for the physical health benefits, for the fitness, but over time have created this really nice community, social health, which is really important as well.
So how do you address the areas in town that are considered food deserts?
Yeah, so we have a few programs. One that's just about to launch on June 3rd is our Summer Break Spot program. And this is essentially, while the Pinellas County School Boards are closed for the summer and kids are out of school, we're able to offer breakfast and lunch for any children or teens under the age of 18. They can come to one of our rec centers, one of our libraries that are participating, and Dell Holmes Park. All this information is on our website where they can find out how to access that. We also were very lucky to receive 2 grants through ARPA funding after the COVID pandemic. One related to our Fresh Pace program that the St. Pete Free Clinic oversees. We're able to help support them. Essentially, they brought in, it's called our Neighborhood Food Healthy Food Store program. So they're able to work with neighborhood stores in the south side St. Pete to ensure that they're able to have the infrastructure and healthy produce that people can come in and purchase there. And we also have our Healthy Food Action Plan, which is, there's going to be a report being released on July 12th, as well as a community food grant with the Healthy Food Action Plan. This is a 2-year, it was an ARPA funded program that essentially, through a community planning effort, we're coming up with active strategies to increase food access throughout the city. This will all be on the Healthy St. Pete website with all of these strategies, as well as information about our community food grant program that I'm sure will be very exciting for a lot of either organizations or people in the community who have ideas around how to tackle this problem, as well as community review sessions that are happening on June 8th at Childs Park and June 13th at Enoch Davis Center. And this will be a time for the information that was collected through the survey and the community outreach effort to be reviewed, that anybody from the public can go and learn about the process.
Nice. Is there anything that I've left out? Is there something I didn't ask you about that you're that you're involved in now?
We have a focus on working with community partners, neighborhood associations, and we have a fantastic program that is our neighborhood wellness walks, where we rely on neighborhood wellness champions to lead. We do once a month walks the fourth Saturday of every month at 9 a.m., always looking for new community partners, neighborhood associations that want to get involved. If you do, please check out our website. All of our contact information is there and you can reach out.
Well, thank you for joining me this morning, Megan. It was a pleasure having you join me in the studio.
Yeah, thank you so much. We love talking about Healthy St. Pete and everything going on in the city, so we appreciate it.
You've been listening to Megan Young. She is the program supervisor for Healthy St. Pete, which is one of the divisions of the City of St. Pete's Community Enrichment Department. I'm Karen Carmichael for Radio St. Pete.